Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, October 17th, 2024, pre-market report. Let's talk, you and me. We're friends, right? We can pretty much discuss anything. Let's just set the stage for what's going on and what is about to happen, like today. All right. Most of you probably know already, at least I think you might, with regard to what the European Central Bank is about to do. Now, before we get there, let us take a step back and examine the current situation. What we have here is a further development of what I have been calling maximum saturation for quite a long time, and we are now, well, we've been seeing the effects of this for quite a long time. The first phase of a debt saturation or a maximum saturation moment is inflation. There's just so much that the system can handle. But here's the paradox. I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say because it's a very interesting concept to think about. Even though we all know the world is with debt, are you ready for the kicker here? There's not enough of it. You heard that right. The mechanism here to keep the illusion real because of the debt-based system that we have. How many of you are new here? I don't know. We're getting a lot of new people. Now, let's bring those people up to speed real quick. The current environment, the financial situation of the world is 100% on debt acquisition into infinity. In other words, it can't stop. We do not have a wealth-based system. You all know that. It is a debt-based system, meaning in order to function at any level, more debt must be pulled into it in greater and greater amounts. It's a black hole that can never be filled. You all know that if you've been with me for any length of time. Now, with that mechanism in place, no matter how much debt they pull into the system, it can never satisfy the need. You understand? So this black hole must continually be fueled with more debt. Now, that's all that matters right now to keep the illusion real. Now, the same factors, and you know this, that are propping up the world's stock markets right now and seeing a phenomenon right here, even though the economy is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. World stock markets are going higher and higher and higher and higher. This is also a symptom of debt saturation or maximum saturation. Now look, we're hearing a lot of talk about, oh, you know, if I'm selected, inflation is going to disappear. And the other one, I'm going to, you know, we're going to lower prices. This is all a smoke screen. It's a lie. It's a deception. It can't stop. They know it. I'm talking about both presidential selectees. So what does that mean for you and me? Let's just put whatever. You're in this camp. You're in that camp. It doesn't matter. Okay. What does matter and what we will see, and anyone telling you different is lying to you. We're going to see global debt skyrocket. Moving forward, here in the United States, we are going to see debts and deficits hyperballoon as part of this maximum saturation, debt saturation moment. Now, again, the issue goes back to what we just said. Even though we are debt saturated, there's not enough of it. Just to maintain the current environment, more debt must be pulled in, not just at it's a steady level. It must increase exponentially. You're not allowed to know any of this stuff, but that's the truth. That's why we're in the situation we're in. And it's a vicious cycle. The more debt that is put on our backs and the people of this world, the more debt must be added. That is massively currency purchasing power negative. So anyone telling you that inflation is going to stop or they have a plan to prevent it is, again, lying to you. And that should make you angry, although it won't. Again, people are locked into this camp. They can't snap out of it. People that are locked into this camp, they can't snap out of it. And they're looking for some kind of a way out. And it's just not coming because, again, we understand the system. We know how it works. What that means for you and me very clearly is we don't change a thing. We have been on target, you and me, for years. And we're to continue doing what we're doing. We're doing what central banks are doing right now. Now, look, don't take my word for what I'm about to say. We've been covering it lately. But do you think it's interesting here at all that central banks, again, who are hell-bent on issuing more of their product to the world, making them stronger and, of course, us weaker, they're now loading up on gold more so than ever in history. Look this up for yourself. They're betting against their own system. So what does that tell you? That you and me, for I don't know how many years, over 10 years, we've been doing that, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks. And what this also means is, again, look, I get called out every day. When I tell people they should be long the market in my videos, oh, Greg is leading his followers to the slaughter. I've been hearing this for I can't tell you how many years. And these people, unfortunately, are being left out of a situation that it's so simple to capitalize on. It's not going to stop until it does. Now, we're watching the debt market as clear as day. This is the driver of what's going on. You do understand, again, that we're just weeks away from a presidential selection here. What we're going to see, no matter who is selected here, is vastly expanding debt. In other words, the situation is already debt saturated. A black hole that cannot be filled, no matter how much debt they pull into the system. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to continue to do what we've been doing. That's the beauty of our strategy against the system that has been weaponized against us. Does this sound about right to you? So today, we're going to hear from the European Central Bank. Okay, now look at this. As the Eurozone economy ails, our economy here in the United States and around the world is dying. All right, ECB decision, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. The decision is to destroy you and destroy me by the same mechanism that we, the people of the United States, are being sold by two puppets. Federal Reserve's plan is to do what? Lower rates, destroy the currency. That is obviously massively stock market positive, very negative for the economy. Again, the plan should be, if, and I told you this yesterday, if I were in the presidential selection run right now, the first, my first order of business would be to prevent the Federal Reserve in this case from issuing a single dollar of more debt. We need vastly higher rates, which is what we're not going to see out of the European Central Bank nor the Federal Reserve, who are working in lockstep. They're going to promise lower rates. They're going to fulfill that goal, which means currency destruction. We got to change the situation with regard to debt acquisition. You want to win here? We got to take down the central banks. Now, I ran a poll yesterday, not really a poll, but I was asking people what was their number one priority. Number one priority, what they want to see the next presidential selectee do. 90% of the people said, get the illegals out. First of all, this would require this cannot be done by executive order. You do realize that, right? It would require astronomical sums of cash to be pulled into existence here. Okay, the Fed would be more than happy to lend that, making them stronger, making us weaker. That's just a no-brainer here. But really what people should have been saying is, let's get rid of these institutions here, the Federal Reserve. Let's stop them from taking us all over here. But this is the mentality we have here. People have been sold, well, you know, it's the fault of the illegals why the economy is in free fall. I guess it's the fault of illegals all over this world then why the world economy is in free fall. Again, you've been sold a lie. Imagine our shock here. I'm not saying that this isn't part of the problem. Of course it is. But again, people that have been put in their little United States box, oh, it's the illegals' fault why our economy is going down. Again, no finger pointing at the Fed. You can't know that. It's all deception, a distraction. It's just, it's too stupid. So the world economy is cratering at its fastest pace in history. So it must be the fault of illegals all over the world, right? Again, if you bought that, I'm sorry to tell you, you were lied to and you swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. The fact of the matter is, we're being destroyed from within. That is, central banks around the world who are determined to fulfill their end game, who understand that they've got people brain locked into a deception or whatever it might be. We got to stop the system. But again, it's not going to happen. We're not going to get higher rates. We're not going to get a stronger currency. We're being led to our own demise. In fact, we're leading ourselves to our own demise. And whoever's chosen as the next figurehead here in the United States is going to assure, mark my words on this, all right, check back, save this video to those of you that think I am wrong. Debts and deficits are going to balloon from here. And who's going to make up the difference? You can't just have expanding debts and deficits. It has, someone has to make up that difference. Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Of course, it's the Federal Reserve. We're going to see the national debt here in the United States balloon even faster. Period. Are you starting to understand where we're going here? So what does that mean for you and me? We don't change a damn thing. In fact, we do more so. We are betting against the freaking system. All right? Five words. That means people gain more exposure to commodities here, especially silver, gold number two. You know this. This is a review right now. With regard to the market, we're watching the debt market, which is the driver here. As long as I don't have a copy of the MMRI. I didn't run off this morning, but the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, link in the description of this video. It's free to everybody. That downtrend, as long as that downtrend remains, we buy it all, meaning every dip in the market, load up on commodities, and yes, gain exposure to cryptocurrency. People, we can't be beaten. Our strategy is literally invincible. It's invincible. You understand what I'm talking about? And it's more, it goes beyond the markets here. We got each other's backs. We're looking out for each other as always. This is a worldwide family that we've created. And in my view, we are, we're quite a phenomenon here. All of us, truly. Anyway, look. So I hope you got something out of this video here. Understand what you're looking at. It does not matter from a financial standpoint whoever is chosen as the next figurehead here. Debts are going to balloon. The Fed's going to make up the difference, which is what they want to do. They're working diligently, methodically to become the lender and buyer of last resort. All central banks are, including the European Central Bank. The market is counting on more easy money. Who owns the market? Who owns the vast majority of this market? The 1 and 2 percenters do. They don't give a damn about you. They're the ones closest to the money. In other words, the easy money enriches them. They get it first before it trickles down to all of us after it's been massively devalued. We pay the price. The market is not actually for the average guy and average girl, period. And when the eventual meltdown occurs, the 1 and 2% is going to be out first. And so are we. Not only that, we're already hedged across the board. So we don't really even give a damn. You understand? We're going to be out of here first. I can promise you that. But again, let's just put that out of our mind for now. I know there's a lot of people who still believe that this month, we have, what, a couple of weeks left here. This is it. This is the big one. Ain't happening. I'm here to tell you that right now. After the selection, we'll see. A lot of things are lining up right now with regard to how things are going to unfold after the presidential selection here. But it doesn't matter. Anyway, look, man, what you can count on is vastly expanding debt. We're already debt saturated. There's not enough of it. In order for the system to function, debt must be pulled in greater and greater amounts. And nobody is going to want that to happen under their watch. With regard to, again, the so-called illegal problem here, we have an issue here. I've already told you that. But it's not the fault of the illegals why the United States economy is in free fall. Because then we would have to say, well, the world economy is in free fall too. Actually, falling faster than we are here in the United States. So is this a worldwide illegal problem? Again, if that should ring a bell in your head and make you understand that you've been lied to, all right? It's the Fed. No one's pointing their finger at it. No presidential selectee is going to do that. They can't do that for a myriad of reasons. But the main reason is both of these things here in the United States, I'm talking about Trump and Kamala, are selling you the Fed's plan. That's what they're doing by promising you lower rates, which is the polar opposite of what we need, which, again, leads us to our destruction. You understand? We're being wiped out. This is an elimination. This is a freaking extinction level event on a global scale. But remember, that's the fault of the illegals. It's so funny, man. You can't make it up. But again, to those of you that said priority number one should be getting rid of the illegals, this should have been, well, let's do something about central banking. But of course, what would you expect in a society that has no idea what's up, what's down, what's inside, or what's out? And the priorities are always screwed up. It's an unfortunate thing. I was very disappointed to see that. But I did expect it, I'll be honest with you. I just want to see where your heads were at. This guy here loves you a lot from the heart, people. I mean that. Let's turn this around. Let's start to realize that the lies, the distractions, and deceptions are just meant to destroy you and to get your mind locked into something that's just complete falsehood. We need to do something about the monetary system, which is not run by presidents. You understand that, right? We're being eliminated here. And it's not the fault of illegals anywhere around the world. It's the fault of central banks. But again, they need a scapegoat. And it, of course, Trump is blaming the illegals for everything. But tariffs are going to fix it all. You can't make it up either. But anyway, that's just too funny. I got you back, people. You know what to do. We don't deviate, man. We are so on target with what we're doing. We're not going to change a damn thing. You understand? With that said, you and me, we're going to meet up later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. If you got something out of this video, let me know. If you didn't, let me know too. All right. Anyway, until we meet again, people, take care of yourselves and each other, okay?